This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A great way to gauge a community's cultural vibrancy is whether it offers film lovers an alternative to the multiplex. For years now, the Guild Cinema in Knob Hill has been offering Albuquerque filmgoers just that, a constantly changing, surprising slate of new, old, foreign, local, independent, and classic films. And with us this morning is the co-owner of the Guild, Keith Henley. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. Nice to see you.
First of all, a little history. How long has the Guild Cinema been around?
Since February of 1966, believe it or not. And it's the oldest still running movie theater in Albuquerque. Obviously, there's older movie theaters in town like the Chemo and whatnot, but we've been playing movies consistently since 1966.
Wow. And how long have you been involved with it, Keith?
I've been involved since 1997 as a ticket taker and then became a head projectionist. I took over with a business partner in 2004, and I've been a co-owner since.
Wow, so you've worked your way up and through the ranks at the Guild.
I didn't even have a key my first 3 months to the Guild Cinema.
What do you want to do with this film venue, Keith?
I like to reach out to different communities. I'm not really interested in more of the mainstream kind of entertainment. It's not where my heart is at. And plus, it doesn't make any sense even on a business level. I couldn't even compete. So I'm very happy to be dealing with either niche communities or special interest communities or just local communities in general, whether it be political, aesthetic, artistic. It's a joy for me to mix it up. You know, we've done collaborations with the New Mexico Film Office to present local filmmaking. I've also done collaborations with the Outpost Performance Space. We're currently doing one with the ABC Libraries, the Books to the Big Screen. We also work with local nonprofits, Basement Films, to do Experiments in Cinema, which is an annual festival of experimental cinema. We are doing Sin Fronteras. So you can see right there, it's a range, it's a mix, and there's something for everybody. And some of our locals, they come to some of our stuff, and they don't come to other stuff. And that's the way life is, you know?
Right, and that's exactly what people want. They want to be able to have a choice.
Yes.
On screen this particular week at the Guild, two documentary films that I think will be of particular interest to people who follow the performing arts. One of them is about Graham Chapman.
Yes, the dead one from Monty Python. It's an animated film of his own life. One of the directors is Bill Jones, who I believe is Terry Jones' son, Terry Jones being one of the founding members of Monty Python. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, we also, on those same days and dates, January 15th to 18th, we have one that I think would speak well to your listenership with Performance Today is Wagner and Me. And it's about English actor and raconteur Stephen Fry exploring his passion for Richard Wagner. That looks to be a very interesting documentary that we're looking forward to. And we felt good about putting those two films together, yeah.
One thing that I wanted to mention, coming up February 3rd through the 10th, a program of Oscar-nominated short films. This is something that you do every year.
Exactly. We started off with the animated ones. Actually, this year we're going to do live action. Then we're going to do the documentaries, and then we're going to do the animation ones. And yeah, it's one of the most popular short film series we have the entire year.
Those of us who watch the Academy Awards each year, we see these little snippets of these wonderful films, and we say, how am I ever going to see these movies?
It really becomes a service. Yeah, and we're not the only theater to do that throughout the country, and so it's kind of a joy to do it. And right now, short films have a hard place living in theaters, so they often have to be grouped together. So, right, how can you see them without going to a movie theater? And it's short films. If you don't like it, the next one's up in 5 minutes usually, you know, so it moves right along. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Keith Henley is the co-owner of Albuquerque's indispensable alternative film venue, the Guild Cinema, which is located at 3405 Central Northeast in Knob Hill. For showtimes and information, go to guildcinema.com or call 255-1848. Keith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer. It's been a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.